good enough record, is it?
You run skid that hard. He's going over the bar street.
What about the...
It had washstands, bowl and pitcher on top of it.
With the place for a little slop jar.
Right.
You may have seen them. They have, things like that are very popular.
Right.
That marble top table.
Did you ever have a piece of furniture in the bedroom that was just all drawers, no mirror?
All drawers?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember. Worse than that, John has a mirror.
That's
here.
What a ship room is, without a mirror on the top.
Chest of drawers.
Chest of drawers, yeah, everybody had that.
They usually
had. Yeah, you might have had a chest of drawers. That's right. That's not unusual.
What about the long piece of furniture that you usually have in the living room that several people sit on?
Divan.
Right. Is that what you call it back then, or you call it
divan? Yeah.
Divan.
D-I-V-A-N.
Is that what you call it now?
Yeah.
Is that like a sofa or a couch?
Yeah, not exactly. Couch is a little longer. Sofa a little longer. Divan might be sitting for two people.
No, divan, I mean, for two people, it's a... What they used to call a love seat.
Yes, sir.
That's a divan.
You ever hear, people call that a Davenport?
Davenport, yeah. That's kind of a long piece of furniture like a sofa that has generally a leather back, leather seat, and you could pull them out and make a bed out of them, sleep on them.
Yes.
Pull the seat out and fold the back, and we have a level of place for it. That's Davenport. We had one.
Did you have a fireplace in the house that you grew up
yeah.
in?
Yeah. Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Fireplaces in this house, I think so.
Still got them.
Could you tell me how you built a fire?
Yeah. Well, the first thing we started off with some kindling. First thing we started off with a little piece of paper. Take a piece of paper and wad it up, and then have some pieces of fine kindling or shavings, put on top of that, then put some bigger pieces on top of that, and then something to hold it down, and then strike a match to the paper. And first thing you know, you got a fire built.
Throw a little coal on it.
Well, you could if you wanted to. That's dangerous.
Do what then?
It's dangerous to put coal oil on it. A lot of people started fire that way, though, put a little coal oil on it. If it didn't have any fine shavings or fine paper or something.
What did you call those big pieces of wood that you burned in the fireplace?
Back logs. Yeah. On the back. Put a big back log on the back and build out smaller logs to the front. And then this back log bite out, move it toward the front and put another back log back there.
What about those things that you laid the logs across?
Andirons. A-N-D-I-O-R-N-S. Andirons.
Ever hear people call them fire dogs or dog irons?
Well, I reckon. We didn't call them dog irons, we called them andirons. I've heard them called dog irons, but not here.
You said kindling, or?
Kindling, K-I-N-D-L-I-N-G.
Right, for the wood that you used to start it. Do you ever hear people around here refer to that as light wood or lighter?
No, lighter. Just lighter, no. I have heard it called that in other places, but not here.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what they're talking about.
Was there an open area right in front of the fireplace?
Yeah.
The hearth on it.
Hearth, and a hearth.
Was there always a place right above it where you could put pictures or a vase, that kind of thing?
Well, a mantle?
Yes.
Had a mantle around the hearth, around the fireplace. mantelpiece.
Right.
Put the clock up there. Put anything you want up there.
Did you ever get that accumulation of black stuff inside the fire?
Soot.
Right.
Soot.
Some people have told me that stuff will burn, will catch a fire.
Well, it will get hot enough. Sometimes chimney get accumulated, a big accumulation of soot, and get the soot on fire, and then it goes out with big flakes and get on the roof and set the roof on fire.
Right.
It's dangerous to let you. That's when you always had chimney sweep. You know, in the old days?
Right.
That's the real purpose of chimney sweeps. Keep the soot from forming. Birds nest from accumulating. A lot of times birds build nests in the chimney in the summertime.
Right.
And then...